The current market, and here I go, I shouldn't start any sentence with it, but in the current market, who's going to buy your old planes off you, or did they just hangar them like the Spruce Goose?
They fly them off to a big air park somewhere, and they just sort of leave them there until they need them again.
You're not teasing me, are you?
I'm not. No, there's some huge...
There's a great air park where airlines that don't need their airliners park up.
Somewhere in America. I think they sort of park them all up somewhere and they sort of bring them out when they need them. But at the moment, they don't need them, so they just park them up to one side.
I think that's the most extraordinary thing I've ever heard.
It does exist. I mean, you can't afford to just fly the planes empty. I mean,
no, but if you drove past this place, then, you know, Air India next to British Airways, and they were just out in the middle of nowhere, you'd think you was in the beginning of Close Encounters, wouldn't you?
You'd
expect the this is extraordinary. There's a place you can just leave your planes and so you leave them.
They charge you by the day as well.
I'll bet they charge you by the day. It's the immensity of the place. It must be absolutely huge.
I think it's out in a desert somewhere, out in America. I've seen pictures of it.
And what happens if Air India need there, but they're being blocked in by some Aeroflot behind them? That's the ring the Aeroflot geezer to go home and get his keys, come and back his out so you can get your Air India out. By the time you've done there, the flight's been cancelled, and then everyone's in a mess.
You paint a very quaint picture of this air park.
Well, I think so. I think Aeroflot would have to then get on the phone to, I don't know, Dutch Airs, and Swiss Airs behind him, and they can't find the fella from the Irish airline because he's having his breakfast, and everyone has to then back up to let one plane out because they're in the black again, and by the time he's at the front of the queue, he's I'm going to write this down. Second most extraordinary thing.
Can I find out for you where this place is?
Please. That is the second most extraordinary thing.
Are you sure that's not how Heathrow operates anyway?
I said probably is.
It's probably, Heathrow is just a big air park. Actually, their core business is car parking.
And the rest of it is just an extraordinary thing. Anyway, we're making light of it, as I say, the downfall and David standing there in a rain barrel with braces. and the second story this morning.